with an accessible design could still host events I couldn't take part in. Community radio stations across Canada build a broad roster of radio shows with different perspectives. And if you haven't heard a story like yours on community radio, contact us to get involved. Join the conversation online with the hashtag Accessible Community Radio or Accessible Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk and jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Spanning decades, but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hello everyone, it is starting to feel a little warmer this week, and you can kind of tell the seasons are changing, and honestly, so is the music. I don't know about you, but I definitely have certain artists that I listen to in specific seasons. They just really fit a certain time of the year, and for me, this is officially the shift into my spring music. So, the theme for this week's episode is Spring Has Sprung. So it's just songs that make you feel good, put you in a lighter mood, and kind of feel like the sun's finally making a comeback. So, the first one I'm about to play for everyone is definitely a classic, and I became fully obsessed with it last spring, and it just feels like walking outside for the first time when it's warm again, seeing the robins, everything is starting to come back, and just good energy all around. It is California by Joni Mitchell. She actually wrote it while she was traveling through Europe in the early 70s, kind of on her own, moving from place to place and just figuring some things out. She had stepped away from a lot back home, relationships and the fast pace of everything, and even though she was in all these beautiful places like Paris, Greece, she kept feeling this pull back to California. And it wasn't just the place, but what it meant to her, comfort and the people she loved. And that's what this song is really about. It's just that quiet feeling of missing somewhere, even when you're somewhere amazing. So I hope you enjoy this one just as much as I do and enjoy a little bit of spring today. So here is California.
Reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band, I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you you take me as I am, strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Strangers, all the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Take me.
And that was California by Joni Mitchell, and such a perfect spring song. Keeping those classic artists rolling, this next one is from John Lennon, and honestly, one of my favorites from his solo work. It is Hold On. And every time I listen to it, it just really calms me. It's simple, but in the best way, and it kind of carries that same quiet, peaceful energy that comes with spring. It came out right after the Beatles broke up, which was a pretty heavy time for him. Everything in his life was shifting, his career, his identity, his relationships, all of it. And instead of going big, he stripped everything back. The whole album is just really raw and honest. And this song especially feels just like him talking things through. It's basically a reminder to himself and to anyone listening to just hold on. Even when things feel uncertain, you'll get through it. And there's a little moment where he says cookie, which is what he called Yoko Ono. It's small and kind of random, but also really sweet. And it's one of my favorite parts of the song. So here is Hold On.
Hold on, John. John, hold on. It's gonna be alright. You're gonna win the fight. Gonna be alright. You're gonna make the flight. When you're by yourself and there's no one else, you just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on. I'm in paradise.
light flies round Waterloo underground. The Terry and Julie cross over the river, they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset,
when the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Promise some change. I'd fall apart.
Back to Me by the Marías. I've been getting really into their music lately. I just like their whole vibe. The next one is a song that genuinely puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. It's Hey Lover by the Daughters of Eve. And it just feels like pure spring and that joy you get from when the seasons change. They were actually an all-girl band out of Chicago in the late 60s, which was pretty rare at the time, and you can really hear that confidence in their sound. It's got that classic garage pop feeling. It's a little raw, super catchy, and just is full of personality. It's nothing too polished, which makes it even better. It just sounds like sunshine, and it's one of those songs you throw on with the windows down and just truly enjoy it. So here is Hey Lover.
I'm not afraid to better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
The
teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
She loves.
That was Getting Better by The Beatles. And honestly, that song kind of inspired this week's whole theme. It just feels right. Spring is here and things are getting better. Next up is the band I actually saw live a few years ago, which is pretty cool. And they've got a bit of a fun backstory too. They are a real-life family band from the late 60s, and they actually inspired the idea behind the Partridge Family. This is The Rain, The Park, and The Other Things by the Cowsills. You can really hear that family energy in the song. It's warm, it's feel-good, and nothing too serious. It came out of that sunshine pop era, and it's got that dreamy kind of vibe, like one of those moments where everything just feels a little brighter. Hopefully that's the same way everyone's feeling now with spring. It's a bit whimsical with The Rain, The Park, and the whole flower girl thing, but it just works. It's super catchy, really light, and just one of those songs that instantly lifts your mood. And it feels like spring perfectly. It feels like that fresh air, just easy and happy. So here is The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
I saw her sitting in the rain. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park.
seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
And
all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy. Just a dream to me.
I love the flower girl.
Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Sunday, got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Was Sister Golden Hair by America. Such a good one, and it just feels like sunshine. But honestly, every America song does. Next up is one of my favorite bands, that is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, with one of my favorite songs of theirs, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. It was written by Stephen Stills about his relationship with Judy Collins. They were kind of in an on and off type of situation, and when things fell apart, this is his way of working through it. But instead of just writing a normal song, he made it into this whole suite. Different sections, different moods, and all kind of flowing into each other, which I think is just so cool. Very unique of him. So you get moments that feel reflective, sometimes a bit frustrated, and then other parts that almost feel hopeful again. And the harmonies are what really make it. That Crosby, Stills, and Nash sound, it just feels warm and open. And even though the story behind it isn't all that simple, I just think this is just a truly, truly beautiful song and a great way to start spring. So here is Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
If they'd have mercy,
don't let
Let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not leaving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
I'm sad.
That was Ophelia by The Band, and I actually picked this one because it holds a lot of memories for me. My dad's band used to play it at the Blues Festival every year, so it kind of just makes me picture being outside in the sun and, of course, listening to some amazing music. And actually, no one truly knows who Ophelia is, so it's pretty symbolic. All right, we are coming up to our last song of the night, and this one is a personal favorite of mine and our hidden gem for the week. Out of everything I've played today, I think this one captures spring the best. It just feels like sitting in the sun, taking it all in, and noticing that the season is finally starting to change. It is Who Loves the Sun by the Velvet Underground, and it's actually the song that got me into them. It sounds super upbeat and almost like that classic sunshine pop we've been listening to. But if you listen a little closer, there's something slightly off about it. It's not really about loving the sun, because there's a little bit of irony in there. It's that things aren't always perfect as they seem, and I think that's what makes this song so interesting. It came out during a bit of a shift for the band, where they leaned more into that melodic, easy sound, but kept the edge that makes them who they are. So it kind of feels like the perfect way to end the set, though. It's still warm and light, but with a little depth underneath. So thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny and this week's Spring Has Sprung episode. Make sure to tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here is Who Loves the Sun, and I hope you enjoy some springy weather soon.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that? Makes plants grow. Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?